Prince Edward County is still reeling from the surprise and unexpected announcement that the Highline Mushroom Plant in Wellington will close the end of this year. Highline is one of the largest employers in the area, and the closure will affect about 275 workers. Of those, 150 are temporary and will return to their homeland when the plant closes. The ripple effect will be felt throughout the region, as many wheat farmers supply straw to the plant, but the ripple effect will also follow the temporary workers, as they have been contributing to the economy of their communities. On a visit to the plant, workers would not speak about the closure or the impact on their lives, and another employee referred to the statement by HR that stated millions of dollars would be required to upgrade the aging facility to today's standards. Built in 1961 by the Campbell Soup Company, the plant has gone through various changes in ownership, but has been a loyal supporter contributing to the community. Highline is based in Leamington, Ontario, and that facility has gone through major upgrading and modernization to become a state-of-the-art, quote, farm of the future. In a statement from Mayor Steve Ferguson, he said he was, quote, gutted to learn of the closure and, quote, is hopeful we can rebound and build on the strengths we currently possess. Councillor Corey Engelsdorfer was born and raised in Wellington and has a strong connection to the community. He tells us more.
Councillor Corey Engelsdorfer, are there many people that live in Wellington that work at the plant?
I know a few that work there. I mean, it's devastating news. There's a lot of jobs there, and actually, some might not know, but my dad worked there for 25 plus years. My mom worked there. My aunt worked there for, I'm going to say, 25 years, and I even worked there for a little while in the summer in high school. So there's a little bit of a family tie there. It put me through school, so it's a big loss for the community.
And it kind of hits your heart too.
Yeah, it does. I remember the first baseball team I played on was sponsored by Highline Mushrooms, and we had blue hats with a white mushroom on them. So, you know, it's not just the jobs. I think it's the community too that's really losing some goodwill from that business. So.
Yeah, they've been contributing.
They have, yeah.
You know, you've got the Highline. I mean, that must have contributed to the community center here.
Yeah.
It's called the Highline.
Highline Hall,
so,
yeah.
You've been here all your life, so you obviously have some strong ties to that.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how many farmers might be involved with?
I was actually talking about that yesterday with a local farmer. There's quite a few farmers that supply straw. And then there's also some that supply manure as well. So I think that there's going to be a big economic impact that way as well. It's not just the jobs, it's the economic impact. And there's also other local businesses that Highline has come in, you know, for cooling, those refrigeration, those types of things. So I think there's going to be a big economic impact there as well.
Yeah, and it ripple effect definitely for Prince Edward County. I was up to the Highline yesterday to see if any of the workers would talk to me. Of course, they wouldn't, because it would be an impact on them as well. I mean, these temporary workers go back to Mexico or wherever they're from, and I mean, they would be taking their money back and sending it, and there's a ripple effect in those communities.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think there was about 125 of those workers that are going to be affected as well. So,
right.
Yeah, it's significant in a small community like this.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any idea what might happen to the facility?
No, I'm not sure. My understanding is that one of the main decisions on closing it was it needed a lot of investment to bring it kind of up to today's standards, and they just built a new plant in Leamington. So it's kind of it's a unique building. I think I'm not sure whether it could be repurposed or not at this stage. So
I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, heart goes out to all those that are affected by the closure. I know that there's levels of government that are looking at ways to help. So hopefully we can, you know, all pull together as a community, and the people that are affected, they find a job quickly.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.